Oh, Lord, but it sounds like you can preach here tonight. Amen. Ezekiel chapter number 37. Amen. Little, this is what I got the other night when we was up here shouting. And the Bible said in verse number 1, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which is full of bones. And he caused me to pass them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. Amen. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, amen, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, and exceeded great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel, and ye shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves. Oh, my people, and brought you up out of your graves, and shall put my spirit in you, and ye shall live, and shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. What did he keep saying to them? You're going to live. Amen. I want to preach just a few minutes. Oh, when dry bones come alive. Amen. When dry bones come alive. Won't you get a mental picture of this evening? Amen. Out here in this valley full of dry bones. I can see a skull here. I can see a pile of finger bones there. Amen. They're scattered here and there. Disordered and dry. And white, amen, are the animals that scattered the bones about, amen. All they was left, amen, they won't even get anything for the buzzards to pick at. That's how dry and destitute and what a bad shape of that these bones were in.
Oh. Yes.
Oh. Amen. And the Lord began to speak to this prophet named Ezekiel, and he said to him, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Glory to God. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Amen. These dry bones spoke, saying we realize what kind of shape that we're in. Our hope is lost. Amen. But how many know here tonight? Amen. That all things are possible with God. It might be impossible with you, but all things are possible with God. Brother Bill Houston used to say, amen, when it's possible, God can do it. And when it's utterly, absolutely impossible, God can still do it. Amen. I'm talking about with dry bones. Amen. I brought to life.
Yes.
Amen. That's what the devil tells our people. Amen. Who become stagnant and stale, cold and dry. Amen. They've been defeated and beat down and wiped out by the enemy. Amen. Now they're just about a scattered dry bones. Amen. Nothing left of them. Amen. They were one time a powerful army. Amen. To be reckoned with. They were feared of the enemy. That's right. Oh, but now they're just a bunch of scattered bones. No rejoicing, no praise, no cries of victory, no shouts of triumph. All is still and quiet. Amen. I see a little dust. Amen. Devil swirling over the graves of scattered bones. All is quiet. No children laughing. No singing is heard. Nobody's praying. No preacher preaching, no victories being won, just a bunch of dry and destitute bones that were one time a great army.
Oh, yes,
Lord. I want to preach to you.
Oh,
amen.
Yes, God.
And here they are in the valley. This valley they never came out of.
Yeah.
This valley they died in. I sing a song sometimes when I just came through another valley.
Yeah.
Lookout Mountain, here I come. Amen.
Yeah.
Little song said, sometimes you go to the valley. Sometimes the Lord wants us to go. He knows that down in the valley, that's the place you're going to grow. With his trial, you'll be made stronger. You'll get what it takes, I know. You'll climb upon Mount Zion and leads up to my home. But these people, Brother J.R., they got discouraged. They went in the valley. Amen. They began to murmur and to complain. Although God had brought them out of Egypt, here they're complaining again. And God allowed them to go back, amen, into captivity of the Babylonians. And here they are. And God brings his prophet and sets him right down in the middle of a graveyard full of bones as far as the eye could see. And he said, son of man, can these bones live?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yes. I thought of that psalm in 137 when they said, and I sung that song, that verse last night. Brother Collins wrote that song. I'm going to pray if I pray by myself.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight if I have to fight alone.
Right.
It'll be worth it to make it to glory. And if they don't want to go, I'm going anyway.
Yeah,
praise God. Amen. Little song said, we hung our hearts upon a willow. There were times my bell wouldn't ring until I took another trip to the altar. Now I'm telling this world, he's just the same. By the rivers of Babylon, there sat down. And there we sat down, yea, we wept. When we remembered Zion, we hang our hearts upon the willows. Amen. In the midst thereof, for there they carried us away captive, required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mercy, and sing us one of the Lord's songs of Zion. And they said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? That's where the devil wants you to stay, in that valley where you dry up and die, and all's left in a bunch of bones, and you never come out.
Oh,
Lord. Oh, we still preach tonight.
Oh.
Amen.
Come on.
Discouragement is a powerful tool.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
that the enemy uses. Amen. He wants you to just throw up your hands.
Yeah.
Well, Jay, I'm going to preach to you now. Is that all right? Yeah, man, I texted him today and got praying. Boy, you see Brother Earl over here. Praying for Brother J.R. Yeah. Amen. Felt like I just texted him. Let him know I hadn't forgot about him. Amen. And I thought about you when I was getting ready for this meeting tonight. Lord, Brother Jason told me, you know, some of these circumstances, man, I hate it bad. Amen. But I'll tell you something, brother. The devil like for you to throw your hands up quick. Amen. And call a sickness. Amen. But I tell you what I do. I surprised the devil tonight. And I throw my hands. I throw both of them up. And say, I'm not shackled. I'm not dying. I've not seen the buzzards. A serpent over there. Hey, glory to God. I get my rifle out and kill the buzzard. That way the other buzzards have some meat on. Well, I got up and went on for God. I come out with dry bones. I come alive. I come out with the hand of God. I touch his souls and I cried up.
Come on.
Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes,
oh, Lord. In Micah chapter 7, and most y'all can quote this, he said, rejoice not against me, oh, mine enemies.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be so fast. Amen. Boy, I got him. Don't you boast too quick, for when I fall, I shall arise.
Yeah.
Amen. I quoted that off and on. But when I was writing this scripture down, I got to read the rest of that. He said, when I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. And then it said this, I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me.
Come on.
Oh. Amen. This guy been in a dark place, hasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory to God. And the enemy said, gotcha.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. Yeah. Don't be so swift. Don't be too quick to pronounce triumph over me.
Right.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
All I tell little woman, Brother Bill, told about Brother Kurt. That little old doctor, she ain't been a doctor in years and years. Went down there to see that doctor, and he looked at her. He thought she lit up cancer. Yes, she was. And he said, you got about 6 months to live, ma'am. That little woman, she didn't know nothing about doctors. She said, don't you try to prophesy over me. She called it a prophesy. Amen. Don't you stop prophesying over me. She said, I ain't a dying till God gets ready for me. He said she died 20 years later. Praise God. Don't you get so quick. But even though she come up higher, don't you be too quick to pronounce death on me. We can cry and get burned. And the enemy look like destroyed you. Son of man shall he live. Lord, thou knowest if they can live or not. Yes, praise God. All things are possible in God.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
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 He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her, which said unto me, where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now shall she be trodden down as the mire of the streets. Who's that getting trodden down? That lying enemy, that's who's been trodden down. Don't you be so quick to rejoice just because I look dead, just because I'm acting dead. That's something still in the name able to raise dry bones back to life.
Yeah.
Many times I read this scripture. You know, the Bible's a great book.
Yeah.
I always learn something. I've read it and read it and read it, and there it is.
Yeah.
Where'd it come from?
Yeah.
There's that last time he read it, and I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I did see it, but I didn't see it.
Right.
And then he said, prophesying, saying to them, thus saith the Lord God, behold my people, I will open your graves. And cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. How many know he can bring dead bones back to life?
Yes.
Amen. I know I'm preaching here. Let's come on my heart and mind. Brother J.R. is aware. Brother Mike Roberts is on Christmas Eve. Amen. And I was up trying to exhort a little bit, feeling real good in my soul. Amen. Here sat Sister Mabel McLaughlin, sitting on the pew. She told me later, she said, "Boy, I thought you'd never go quit." I was feeling good, Brother Jason. I was having me a time. But she was sick. She was sick. Make you wish the preacher would hurry quick when you're sick.
Yeah.
I was feeling real good. I was preaching. I looked back at her. She was about to color cotton. I seen she was bad sick. I looked around Brother Mike. I said, "We're going to pray for her." That's his land, you know. I want to do her own production. We're from Kentucky, so it ain't down there. Ain't that right? I should say that. Amen. So we went back there. But Sister Deb Roberts knelt down. Brother Mike right in front of her. I'm right behind Brother Mike. Sister Bola Lester on this side of her. And we began to pray. And there that lady died. She died sitting on that pew. Amen. Sister Mabel, you know, if I hadn't been experienced with death, I might have believed like some doubters do. She just passed out. But Brother Kurt, I've been to a lot of death beds. I've watched a lot of people die, take their last breath. I saw her die. Amen. Fall back in the pew. Amen. Brother Mike Roberts didn't even seem like he even hesitated. He just threw his hand on her. Amen. Sister Delk said, "I can't find a pulse." Sister, glory God, sat beside her. She said, "She's a getting cold. Rigor mortis is setting in. She's a getting stiff." And he just laid hands on her, and I laid hands on Brother Mike, and we said, "God, in the name of Jesus, would you heal this sister?" And life came back into her, and she got to shouting and running around that building, and I'm running right behind her. I come out with my bones. I come alive. She's still alive. I don't know how many years that's been. She's 88 years old now.
Wow.
Amen. That's been, she was 70 something then. So, ooh, that's a long building to run around, too. And I was running behind her. She was 70 some year old, but she just got back up from being dead.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when dry bones come alive.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. Feel like preaching to us a little here tonight. Amen. Don't you get too quick to, amen, rejoice. Amen. I'm not dead. Hey, Brother J.R., tell the devil I ain't dead.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I see a bunch of bones over at your place. Look like the buzzard's been there. Amen. Been picking a bone pretty clean.
Come on, brother.
Woo. That don't mean nothing to God.
No.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You may have stumbled and fell, but don't you stay there.
Don't
give the enemy an occasion to rejoice. Amen. Pray through and get up and rejoice in the name of your God. Amen. Don't become another skeleton upon the heap of bones. Amen. In the enemy's graveyard. Hallelujah. Why, you may have wrote death on the tombstone. You may have got the place where you're going to put me on there. You might as well fill the grave in. I ain't dying yet. I've come to preach. I've come to seek God. I've come to rejoice.
Amen.
And I preached here the other night about my wife's grandfather when he died. And he smiled laying in his casket, Brother Kurt. Smiling in the casket. Now, you've been to a lot of funerals. Saw a lot of corpses. I have too. He's the only one ever seen smiling back.
Wow. Amen.
Boy. Amen. I already told you how. Amen. The old mortician told Brother T.R. Stump. He said, "I'll give you my body if you put a smile on my face like Brother Mounts." Amen. He said, "I'll do it if you die that way." But old Brother Mounts, amen, he got down sick. He was sick about 10 years before he died. And they carried him to the hospital, had some kind of something wrong with his blood, believe it or not. But they are. I don't remember what he called it. Some kind of crazy blood dysfunction. And they sent him to Charlottesville, up there to that university hospital, amen, to get him help. And he'd get down sick. And by the time he was dying, but they called the family in. Right here, my wife has a grandfather. They called the family and said, he'll not live to see the morning. He's going to leave it here. And old Brother Mouse looked at his wife. He said, I can't die. God gave me a message to preach, and I'm coming out. And they got up there, and the time of morning come, he'd have sitting up. He'd have ready to go home. That didn't happen just one time. That happened several times. He said, I'm not dead. Rejoice not against me. Oh, my enemy. I come out with dead bones. I brought to life. He finally did die. God told me he's going to die on a Sunday morning. I was in the church worshiping. God said, tell your wife, her grandfather's going to die. I went home from Sunday school. I said, honey, she's real close to her grandfather. I said, God said, he's going to die. Amen. I didn't know it. About a month after I told her that, he took sick. They started off the hill in the ambulance with him to the hospital. And old Brother Junior raised up and looked out the back of that glass. And he said, I'm not coming back this time. That's right. He told his wife, he said, I'm going to leave it here. It's in the last trip. And it was. Got over there, drove through the night. Got in that hospital. And I went in. And he called my wife Sissy all the time. He said, hey, Sissy, do you see those angels? She said, no, Papa, I don't see any angels. He said, they're kind of smiling at me. Glory be to God. I come out with dead bones are brought to life. Glory to God. Don't just stay in the graveyard of the enemy. Don't let the devil destroy you and keep you there. It's about time that you get out.
Yeah.
Amen. Lord, I don't know what all I, if you know how much I had written down to preach, it's shocking. Amen. Glory to God. Woo. Hallelujah. And unto the angel of the church of Sardis, write these things, saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead.
Woo!
Let it stop there.
Come on.
Amen. It said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Amen. If I found my words perfect before God. Amen. There were some dead. Amen. But there were some who had already ended up on the scrap heap. Amen. But there were others, amen, right at the point of death. And he says to them, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Don't let it die. Don't let it die. Bring it back to life. Shake it a little, praise God. Shake a little, amen. Come out of there and say, you mean you think you have me, but you ain't got me like you thought you did. I'm coming out, praise God. I will rejoice. Hey, glory to God.
Yes, yes. Glory.
That man climbed up Mount Everest. Amen. He got up there. Amen. I wish I wrote it down. Ain't the place up there called something death. You get up there, a lot of people die upon the side of that mountain. This man, he fell down a time or two, and they encouraged him, got him back up, pushed him a little farther, and finally he just keeled over, and they gave up on him. Now to stay there means death for them. Right? So yeah. They took off a few supplies. They left him with him. They went on. Had to leave him up there. came back down, notified his wife, he's dead. He didn't make it. He died on the mountain. And she said, somehow I couldn't believe that he was dead. Amen. And all through the night, he was in and out of consciousness, just hanging between life and death. And the next day, a search party's coming up the mountain. And lo and behold, there lays that man. And they said, wait a minute, this man ain't dead. I don't know how he's lived, but he's alive. And they started giving him some oxygen. They started working with him. And they got him up on his feet. And they started down the mountain holding him. He's finally going. And when he fall down, they'd kick him. They'd slap him. Amen, amen. They kept bringing him down off the hill. You say, that's cruel. I wouldn't do that. It was for his life. He had to live. And they got him back to health. And he survived. Are you a survivor here tonight? Yeah, glory to God. If the preacher preaches on you, if he kicks you, slaps you a little, thank God for it. If it be sprayed by the cat, it might bring them out alive. They might survive. Amen. God can bring dead bones back to life.
Oh,
amen. No fancy preaching here. Amen. I feel like this one, the Lord. Amen. Said to us. Amen. Here he is. Amen. What a place to be in the midst of a whole graveyard of bones. Amen. Son of man, can his bones live? How would you answer that? But J.R., how would you answer that?
Same way.
Lord. Thou knowest.
Amen.
Yes.
I know you can.
Thou knowest.
But it's up to you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you been in that situation? Looked hopeless. Looked helpless.
Yeah.
And God say, son of man, can they live?
I don't know.
Will they get better? I don't know. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes God will tell you if you're going to live or not. And that's what he did right here. And my brother had that, him and his wife had that little baby. He had born 1 pound and 13 ounces. Amen. That's a little, I can hold it in my palm of my hand. That's the latest child I ever looked at. Amen. They said it'd be a miracle if it lives. It's probably going to die. It's born with a cleft palate. Amen. And I got to praying with a cart. And the Lord spoke to me and said, it'll live and not die. I told my family, I said, it's going to live. That baby's going to live. I remember the night they called me. And his sister Stacy was worn out. They'd been sitting up night and day. She finally went over and went to sleep. And they told my brother, it's probably not going to live through the night. It's going to die. And he stood there about all night backside. Amen. I got up with the prayer. Amen. But I could hear the Lord saying back up the road, it'll live and not die. I said, Josh, that baby ain't going to die. It's going to live. She's about 2 years old now. Let me tell you something. You don't have to die. Even stripping the pains that remain and are ready to die. Don't let it die. Holy Ghost. Praise God. I know what I started out to say. Just came back to me praying today.
Glory.
Amen. These young people. But Jonathan, I got so much good out of that last night. He looked at me, Brother Earl. He said, this is like youth camp. I loved it. And I got to tell you about, I don't know the name, so you'll have to forgive me. But the little girl in white right here, I thought sure she was going to get the Holy Ghost last night.
Yeah.
Amen. They didn't take a lot of prodding and prying and pumping to get them out. Amen. I seen them come up here and start worshiping. I'm telling you, son, girls, don't let it die when these few nights are over. God, revival goes on. Your church life goes on. You get up out of every chance you get. You lift your hands every time you can and let the power of God come upon you. Jonathan, this man, my God's son, he died in 10 years. And let God get a hold of it. He'll stir this church in a way you ain't never saw. Little side note, praise God. You young people, keep on worshiping. You keep right on praying. Amen. If daddy and pastor is the only one preaching, you say amen.
Yeah, amen.
You shout glory to God. Don't become living in this graveyard of bones. Don't you end up in this dry place. Glory be to God. But you get a hold of God for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't need to preach much more.
Amen. Come on. Only God knows. Amen. But there's hope for dry bones.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Old brother Ezekiel didn't know what to say to the dry bones, but God gave him the words to say. And again, he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh, ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord.
Yeah,
listen up here, praise God. Thus he got to preaching the dry bones.